Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 17th day of June 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, roughly. And we will have open phones for you today. The toll-free number to join us anywhere around the country, listening on the AM or FM dial, internet, satellite, or shortwave, 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. KLBJ, after the mothership station we broadcast out of, News Radio 590 KLBJ here in Austin, Texas, and locally in Central Texas, 836-0590. You're always welcome to drop me a call there as well. And there's a message board on the home base station's website, 590KLBJ.com. We'll be looking at that message board and perhaps going over some of those questions or comments today. I was up at about 3 in the morning last night working, and it's always in the late evening or early morning hours that you get that you tend to be more reflective and just really honestly look at what we face and what's happening with our society. And I think the easiest way to describe this is Matrix-like. It's Matrix-like. It's one cannot be told about the Matrix. One must see it for themselves. How many of you who even think you know about the New World Order consciously understand that in plain view, over 75% of all the taxes you pay have been delivered directly to private, predominantly offshore corporations? And that over 75% of the taxes, all the many, many different types of taxes, really over 50 of them that the average person pays, depending on the state you live in, that since the end of World War II, that is taken directly and put into global corporations that are now bigger than most nations. And that those corporations publicly are working to destroy the sovereignty of the United States and the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And they openly admit it in public policy papers. Or that they publicly admit that they have bought up over 200 refineries in the U.S. and shut them down to artificially raise gas prices. How many of you know this? This is absolute fact. It's called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. That's the gateway to learn of the real world, or the magician behind the curtain in the Land of Oz. Now, when it comes to the true financial architecture of the world. See, we all operate and live within that very narrow spectrum where we're supposed to live and be informed and invest. And that is just a very small area of the total financial world architecture. And now they've got more than 75% of the wealth. The middle class of the world is extremely tiny. Yet again, they've reached their goal. And they don't need free market anymore. They don't need freedom anymore. And the New World Order architects are moving to set up a hellish planet. And they confuse you with different flavors of liberal, different flavors of conservative, and debates of little or no significance that literally mean nothing or next to nothing. And they are now moving in with their final phase. What hit me was I was doing the final voiceover for my film Endgame. Because what I do is I write a basic outline, but I don't really script my documentaries. As I make them over a year plus period, I collate the data. I have the latest information. I mean, when my film comes out, it'll have stuff in it from a week before. I mean, I'm constantly going back and adding the newest info. And there, with all my years of studying how many people governments have killed, I'm looking at official State Department, official Chinese government, official Russian archives. The admission is over 200 million people killed by government last century alone. over 200 million. Now, about 100 million of those were forcibly by design starved to death, but the other 100 million or so were shot or hung. And it's just unbelievable to realize that the number one cause of non-natural death, that is cancer, heart attacks, things like that, are natural. The number one cause of non-natural death, without any debate, I went and pulled the numbers from the World Almanac, did a lot of number crunching last night, above everything is government. Government is just an absolute scourge on humanity. And it is an absolute nightmare. And there have been thousands of corrupt, tyrannical governments in the last 6,000 years of civilization, since man set up city-states, the nation-states, and then empires. There have been thousands of corrupt empires, thousands of corrupt leaders. And there have been less than 10 semi-free societies. Now, if you think you can sit there and do nothing but watch football, and nothing but and go to topless bars, and nothing but party, and nothing but go out on your boat, and or nothing but smoke pot and drink whiskey, and live in a free society and just giggle and laugh at everything, you got another thing coming. Okay? Now, I'm not saying you can't go out on your boat. I'm not saying you can't drink a beer. My point is, if that's all you do, you know all the football scores, but you don't know anything about history or anything about the world architecture or what the elite are saying they're going to do. And for those of you that say it can't happen here, it won't happen here, it isn't going to happen here, every top law professor out there on both sides of the false political paradigm say we're going into tyranny. Even the UN put out a report today saying that the West is going into pure fascism. Of course, that's how these tyrants do it, though. They'll report on the other tyrant. You know, the fascists will report on the communists, and the communists will report on the fascists. But bottom line, we have a corrupt elite completely out of control right now. Just absolutely out of control, and you and your family mean absolutely nothing to them. I want today to talk about the so-called immigration reform bill. I have a copy of the bill. This has only been public now for about a week and a half. And it was worse than we had first thought. I talked about that last week. But more than just the immigration bill and how they keep resurrecting it on a daily basis and how that's a psychological warfare tactic, I want to cover what it means that we have over 90% of Americans in major Gallup polls against it and that the government, both parties, don't care and are doing it anyways. And what it means for the mainstream media who's still acting like everyone's for it and trying to spin it. And I wanted to bring that in and connect that in with the denial by conservatives in this country, because I was on Town Hall today and a bunch of other big sites, and I noticed that they were saying Ron Paul isn't a conservative, he's bad, he's not good for America. They're real conservatives, and there is no NAU, there is no North American Union, the immigration bill's good, it's not amnesty, and they're counting on you folks not reading the bill. I mean, they lie to you. They lie to you. They sit there and tell you they're conservative all day long when they're not. I mean, Free Republic, Town Hall, Human Events, all of them. They're not stupid, folks. They know. They know that they're lying to you, and they know that most of you are not going to go pull up the bill. And it's just mind-blowing to me that they'll just sit there and lie to you. And you won't be insulted by that. And the same thing goes for the fake left in this country. Global warming, man-made, is such a fraud. Even if you believe in it, carbon tax is a global tax. It's a new system of taxation and feudalism. One-child policy, you name it. And you don't even know that. When we get back, I'm going to go into this. There's been open calls by Trent Lott to start shutting down talk radio. The Republican Party is very upset. And Tony Blair is calling for shutting down the Internet, free speech. We'll tell you about it, folks. It's serious news. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.com.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Novio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
I know we've got calls from as far away as Canada and Michigan, USA. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. And I'm going to detail some of the things I'm about to talk about more later in the next hour and 40 minutes that we've got left here. But I want to go over some facts. I know several times in the last few weeks I've covered the 20 loopholes in the immigration bill. They're not loopholes. A loophole is something, you know, built into it so you can get out of it. This thing is an amnesty. It's true that they say that. It's complete capitulation and the end of the country. Literally. And I'm not the only person saying that. You really should go read this bill for yourself. But the big news here is that the New York Times a few weeks ago came out and admitted that the states are lobbying and big telecommunications companies are lobbying to literally end the Internet, to end net neutrality where you can't travel around where you want, when you want, kind of whole sections of the web being hacked off and kind of made private domains and deals with major corporations. Just a couple years ago, Level 3 and Cogent, two big Internet backbone relay systems, had a fight with each other and about 40% of the web was inaccessible. Remember that? Remember that? Maybe you don't. This is very, very serious. And then forcing us onto Internet 2, where you waive your rights, where you don't have free speech, where you've got to register yourself, where you've got to have a subdomain under 50 corporations or 50 universities that are part of a 100 group. It's a controlled monopoly. It's like what Texas is doing, handing over already existing roads to some foreign company to throw toll booths on it and tax you. It's just looting. That's how they operate. And the New York Times said, yes, there are bills to tax email. Yes, there are bills to start shutting down the web. Okay? And they were all for it, of course. Then one of the Senate leaders in the Republican Party, Trent Lott, is in a New York Times article today titled, Senate Leaders Agree to Revive Immigration Bill. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. You can go to Drudge and link through to it as well. He's changed the headline and the link to Trent Lott. Tax Talk Radio, but you read his actual quote. He says that talk radio, hate radio, is running America today, and so we've got to start regulating it and controlling it, exactly what Hillary Clinton and others have been talking about. And, hey, since the mid-'80s, folks, you know, we've had, quote, free speech on talk radio. People think, you know, they can never take it away. It didn't exist before till people challenged it in the courts. It's called the Fairness Doctrine. If I got up here and said Al Gore's a piece of trash, or George Bush is a piece of filth, or they're a bunch of scallywags, then, whoa, someone could demand political equal time. No, I got free speech. By the way, the genie's out of the bottle. You guys can try this all day long. Just keep showing everybody who you are. The scary thing is they've got the major newspaper associations behind them. They've even got a lot of the big talk radio associations behind them. They've got the big TV network execs behind them all over the planet, not just in the U.S., and I've got those articles here in front of me today. Why? Because alternative media is taking over the old media, literally merging with it, and because old media can't survive unless they do it, and it's simply even dwarfing those mergers. And the exponential growth of alternative media is so straight up in its growth curve but it's like the old line, old guard noticing a tsunami tidal wave is hitting them when it's 100 yards from their front porch on the beach. There's no running. There's nothing you can do. I just want to give you that little news flash. I've studied history and trends, and I've also looked at all the big government analysis of this, and you can try to even unplug the whole web. It isn't going to work. You can't put perfume on a pig. But Senate leaders agree to revive immigration bill. That's a whole other tactic right there. Remember, I told you 3 weeks ago, I told you last week, I said, watch, it's not dead, it'll be reintroduced. And it wasn't a hard call. They did that with campaign finance reform. Just because they use the word reform doesn't mean it's good. Reform just means to change. Well, I mean, if you gain 100 pounds, is that a good reform? No, you've just been reformed. You could, again, it's but semantically we've been taught to believe the word reform means it's good. Folks, probably one of the worst things in there isn't just that it allows aggravated felons. That means hardcore rapists. It says it in the bill. Felons, armed robbers, to be instantly legalized. Instantly. Given a Social Security card, legalized for 12 years, boom. Worse than the previous bill. It was for 6 years. No, one of the worst things is 5 years, no taxes. Back taxes, waived. It has pardon provisions in it. I remember my dad basically having everything he had, even though I remember him going, my God, I paid him, and the accountants had the lawyers, but they did the retroactive 89 tax law and came back and said, you owe all this. Remember that? I remember seeing my dad have everything he had taken. He didn't get what the Mexicans are going to get or what the Russians are going to get or what any other illegal aliens are going to get because, again, Americans, it's open season on us. Just like cops pull you over and you're an illegal alien, don't have a driver's license, they let you go. It's admitted. You're a citizen, you might get your head slammed in the car because you're here to be run over. You're here to be spit on. You're here to be treated like trash. You're here to be run over. You understand that?
because you're stupid. You're fat. And I mean psychologically you're fat. You're slovenly. You think everything's owed to you. You think you got rights. You've been living in denial while they've been building concentration camps all around you. And finally it's in the Houston Chronicle and saying we need to get rid of free speech. Do you understand how late in the game it is? But here's the deal. Not only is Trent Lott saying restrict talk radio today, Tony Blair, now folks, the birthplace of modern free speech, literally 800 years ago in 1215, 790-something years ago at Runnymede. You don't know what it is, you better learn about it. Was England. Now, Tony Blair, when he got elected in the late 90s, said, I'm getting rid of the Magna Carta. And, man, he meant it. I remember reading that in the BBC. He gave a speech saying, we're getting rid of the Magna Carta. Now, that's what the Bill of Rights is based on. He just came right out and said it. And you know what? He's done it, folks. They arrest you if you criticize the government now in England. You don't believe me? I have hundreds of articles. And the articles are saying it's good. Folks, I've been in England, and I've been in England 2 years ago, and they walk right up and say, I'm taking your name down, putting you in a terror database. You're not allowed to even be out here walking around the streets with a camera, with just millions of cameras aimed at the people of London. Now they're making it even more draconian. They call it hate speech to criticize the government. See, it starts with some minority group. You go, oh, that sounds reasonable, and then it's everything. Here is Tony Blair, Blair Black's new online journalism regulator. That is a speech he gave. He's about to leave office. Tony Blair comes right out, gives a speech at a media convention to Reuters, and he says that new restrictions on internet journalism, saying that it's become more pernicious and less balanced, and he said, let me read you the exact quote, that the alternative media behaves like a feral beast. That means you don't control us. Yeah, we are feral. But he had particularly harsh words for the non-traditional media outlets, particularly the internet. I used to be thought, and I included myself in this, this was a help on the horizon. New forms of communications would provide new outlets to bypass the increasingly shrill tenor of the traditional media. In fact, the new forms can be even more pernicious, less balanced, more intent on the latest conspiracy theory multiplied by five. Now, this is a guy who's admittedly taken money and bribes publicly. And he's mad about that, and he wants to be able to shut the media down. He's already issuing D notices to the mainstream media. They don't have free speech now in the media in England. Now he wants to shut the web down. Okay? Now they're not playing games. When we get back, we'll tell you what this traitor, the latest thing he's done is, and how it ties into the U.S.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Alex Jones.
So here's the bottom line. Every bedrock freedom that we have is being assailed. First, they introduced you to the idea of getting rid of all your liberties by saying, well, terrorists hit us. But now they admit, well, it's not even terror-related, but we need to take your rights. And by the way, we're not public servants anymore. We're the authorities. We're the officials. You are civilians. You know, mayors saying that. They ought to chill you to your bone, folks, because we are under military rule. NORTHCOM runs the whole country. Congress now basically just rubber stamps what the president wants. The last vestiges of their authority are being removed. And this is top constitutional scholars that are reporting this. And in Europe, they are banning all different types of free speech. I mean, I've got articles where they're arresting ministers that say that the EU is tyrannical and calling it hate speech. I mean, folks, it's getting scary. And so what has Tony Blair done? He's about to leave office. Well, he gives a speech and says we need to shut down free speech on the web. That's what he's saying. We need to have everything pre-approved for your website before you can put it out. Boy, that's freedom. And our internet systems are so tied in with the UK that will affect things here. We have companies talking about that here. We have our media talking about that. Our children are being trained to go under censors and control in the public schools with zero tolerance laws. That's up on AOL today, their top story. There's all of, I mean, we're being brought into tyranny here is what's happening. And then Tony Blair comes out and he says that, yes, he is going to sign. Now, first a week ago, it broke in the news that Tony Blair was planning a secret EU superstate expansion. Now, that means getting rid of any vestiges of national sovereignty, any veto powers that Germany or France or Belgium or Holland, any of these countries had under the EU system. And they tried to get voters to ratify it. They were never allowed to vote to get into the EU, and the people were always against it, 70-plus percent. Now it's 80-plus percent in major polls. So a couple years ago, 2005, they let them have a vote. And the reason this is important is it's coming here now. And they overwhelmingly rejected it EU-wide. Didn't matter. Berlusconi and now Barroso and the rest of them that run it, this unelected council, just says, we're doing it through the bureaucracy by fiat, we're just doing it. Now, England never even got into the earlier phases of the EU. They still got the pound, they still got some sovereignty. Blair has brought it up for a vote 7 times. Okay, just like Bush is doing with the immigration bill, which is the end of America. It's not amnesty. When they say that, it's true. It's more than amnesty. It is the death of this country. That's why I'm so freaked out. I mean, folks, I'm actually losing sleep. I mean, I love this country. It's dying right now, and they're laughing. And it's the same thing in Europe. So the people reject it. Now, they've already lost most of their freedoms. Britain hasn't gotten as deep into it as Europe has, continent-wide, the mainland, as they call it. They're across the English Channel. And so I have American newspaper articles here in front of me, and they've got headlines about Blair pushes new human rights initiative is hailed. Blair pushes for new convention on rights. Now understand, a week ago the news was saying he's in a secret EU deal, and we were all being called conspiracy theorists by even neocon fake conservative sites in this country. Tony Blair's good, he's tough on war on terror, we need to get behind him, and he's not trying to bring England into the EU secretly. And then, boom, they announce, oh, yes, this is Friday, oh, yes, we are doing a deal. It's a human rights deal. And then you read it, it's a renamed original package for the entire laws of England being overturned, no more due process, no more juries, their entire court system under the EU court. I mean, do you see how slick that is? But the general public hears, just like we do, immigration reform, fixing the border, closing the border. It's the opposite. Yeah, there won't be a border problem because they'll all be legal. Literally. Well, it's the same thing here. Oh, it's a human right deal. Oh, my goody, goody gumdrops. And then you look at it, and it's total tyranny, no free speech, your courts mean nothing, we're getting rid of your currency, we're going to run everything. An unelected 20-something member board in Brussels commands you. It literally is in there. And then, sure enough, the EU comes out yesterday and says, you could be charged with terrorism if you are against this. I actually have mainstream news here. Let me find it. This is from earlier in the week, back when the media was still saying it didn't exist. Revealed secret meeting where French president offered Blair EU president's job if he can force the merger of England with the EU. Daily Mail. Brown's first test, will he veto Blair's parting act of EU treachery? Now, see, this came out a couple days ago after it was admitted. See, these are the phases. First, they always say it doesn't exist. Oh, this isn't an amnesty plan. Oh, this doesn't legalize the illegals. And then, of course, we get the bill, and it's worse than that. It legalizes aggravated felons, makes them join our military. They've already swollen it, but it just gets rid of any controls. It's just total military tactic lying to you. They are just systematically just unbelievable propaganda. And the general public, I know we got loaded phone lines, we're going to get to you in a minute. The general public just cannot even begin to imagine that the lies are this bad. The spin is this bad. So Blair is running around saying that he is trying to pass something to give Britons more rights, and then you read it and it ends their country and takes all their rights while he's busy giving public speeches saying shut down free speech on the web and make everything go through a censor first and don't allow independent websites. He says he's trying to create a new agency as he leaves office, and then, oh, by the way, I'm going to sign over the country with an executive order, which he really doesn't have the power to do, but the bureaucracy follows his orders, to hand over England to the EU as I leave, and conservative websites are defending it because he likes to blow up Arabs. You know, the people getting rid of our sovereignty are the ones running your precious little wars, something Al-Qaeda could never do, destroying our sovereignty, they are doing. So just enjoy yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, it's the same thing here. I've got headlines here. The conservative case against Ron Paul, town hall, and it says, Ron Paul believes in the North American Union conspiracy and spreads the lies. We have the official NAU documents. Bush signed it. Same thing, executive branch with the bureaucracies implementing it. Texas and Arizona and New Mexico business owners have gotten their new North American Union tax ID number that they've handed over to the Mexicans, the Customs Department in Kansas City for the railways. They're announcing they're going to go from over 20% of our army being illegal alien to even higher percentages. It's just wall-to-wall capitulation to everything. And we've got the media running around saying none of this exists. Out of one side of their mouth, while they'll have a whole other article saying it exists and it's good. But again, it's mainly the Judas goat fake conservative media who were there trying to neutralize the number one threat to the New World Order. That is the middle class in America who is predominantly paleo-conservative slash libertarian. And that's why they got all these talk show hosts and all the rest of these guys up there always trying to pacify you until there was a revolt in the last year. You finally started waking up. You've been conned by these guys. So now they had to admit the bill was bad and admit its amnesty. And so Trent Lott comes out and says, let's start regulating the talk radio. You know, we heard that from Hillary. 10 minutes after the Oklahoma City bombing, Bill Clinton's on TV saying, hate radio, talk radio causes, remember? Well, now, when you got friends like Trent Lott, well, I mean, what else do conservatives need? I know, you'll just deny Trent Lott said it. I understand. You'll just do whatever's easy for you and deny this is happening. So, Blair, secret new plan for EU superstate. Now, this is back when they were denying it a few days ago. Now, it's admitted. And I just can't take it anymore. Our country is on its knees right now. England is falling right now to the New World Order. It's simple. Private corporations got together. They came in and bought off our politicians. They handed all the government power over to themselves, and they're liquidating our governments. We'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Thanks. Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you, ladies and gentlemen, from the capital of Texas, Austin. We're live here. I'm about to go to your phone calls. You know something? I know there's a lot of good old boys driving around the country, and they think if they just giggle and laugh at something, it makes it okay. Oh, that guy's nuts. Bush is good. And we need people to do jobs nobody wants. Nobody wants, because the illegal aliens on average take about triple in welfare and services what they actually pay in taxes. See, it's subsidized. Then globalist corporations lower their wages and lower everyone else's wages, so anybody trying to live in the system, anybody trying to pay taxes, can't live and is bankrupt. And it is the end of the country, this amnesty bill. There's well over 30 million illegal aliens. That's what Mexico estimates in last year's numbers. The Mexican government says more than 20% of its population lives in the United States. And there are over 120 million people of Mexican birth. So do the math. That's 30 really plus million just Mexicans in the U.S. who, are, by the way, are virulently nationalistic for their country and their flag that has two animals killing each other on the front of it. And that's fine. But I want the La Reconquistas and the Plan of San Diego crowd to know that the American people, and Hispanics included, know what you're writing, know what you're saying, and are finding out about the larger plan. And the big corporations that are running this country in the ground are using you to bring down the sovereignty of this country. And they're not your friends either. And I know a lot of you are beginning to realize that and understanding what's happening. But if you legalize another 30 million people and you allow them to bring 11 family members in apiece, that's in the bill, and you legalize, it says MS-13, child molesters, it's all in here, totally legalized, no taxes for 5 years. You get Social Security cards your first visit. You don't have to come back for 12 years. It says it in the bill. I have the subsections. Just the best thing for you to do, because Senator Sessions has links to the subsections of the bills with each claim he makes, is just type in Senator Sessions releases list of 20 loopholes. And then you can go read every one of them. at the sessions.senate.gov. And you can just go into his press releases if you want. Just go to Senator Sessions' site, and then you can go to the bill. You know, they wouldn't allow him to release the bill 2 weeks ago, so he released a few little subsections. And then finally, senators revolted. See, because the government wanted to keep it secret from you. Oh, it's not amnesty, but we want to keep it secret. Like, oh, we're not handing over all the roads in Texas to a foreign Spanish company, but the agreement is secret, even from the legislature. See, oh, that isn't tyranny when the governments, when agencies are saying everything's secret even from the legislature. Oh, no, everything's fine. Same thing at the federal level. Everything's just wonderful. And then, my God, you read it, and it was worse than anything we've ever seen. And George, I mean, I heard Tony Snow all over talk radio the last 3 weeks lying and saying, you guys aren't real conservatives, this gets tough on the borders, blah, blah, blah. Folks, it builds nothing, it does nothing. They built a few miles of fence last year and put a couple hundred National Guard down there. A couple thousand were in total support, but a couple hundred at any one time. Not allowed to arrest anyone. And they hired illegal aliens to build the couple miles of fence on a 2,200-mile border. It's gimmicks, but you like gimmicks, folks. You don't know the Federal Reserve's private. You don't know that private banks totally own and run the city governments. They own and run Austin, Dallas, everything. Completely owned. Fraudulently obtained. It is fraud, but so what? You don't know they're trying to set up a worldwide police state to go ahead and take any wealth you've got left. Not because they want baubles and trinkets of power, but because they're threatened by any independent wealth. And they write books about it. 1,000-page books about it. The heads of Georgetown Political Science, Bill Clinton's mentor, writes it, calling you slaves. Zbigniew Brzezinski calls you slaves. Talks about how we need terror attacks in America to get you to submit to them. They just laugh at you because you're never going to go read them actually laughing at you. Hell, when they're having meetings of the NAU, North American Union, saying it's a North American Union and saying it's got to be kept secret, and we get the actual four-year documents, you still don't believe it, and you write articles like the conservative case against Ron Paul, and you ninny around acting like you're conservatives when you're traitor scum to this country. So go ahead and tell everybody and call into your neocon talk and claim it is an amnesty and just lie and claim there's no North American Union and claim there's no EU expansion. A month ago on television on C-SPAN, they had the head of the EU, Barroso, and Merkel from Germany over here publicly merging the EU and the NAU, saying they're merging them on television. And people still say it doesn't exist. Just like amnesty isn't amnesty. Just like everything else isn't what it is. And I am the radical. I'm the kook. Because I actually read the legislation. And I actually care about this country. All right, I know we got Mike in Southeast Texas, Jesse in Toronto, Canada, Jeffrey in Michigan, John in British Columbia, Kevin in Austin, and many others. And I'll just go ahead and start going to some of your calls. But, I mean, my God, I've interviewed BBC reporters who've been arrested for saying rural communities deserve rights. Robin Page. He just said, we deserve rights. Boom, you're arrested. That was hate of the government. I mean, folks, it's happening. Trent Lott's calling for getting rid of our free speech. Powerful, arrogant, corrupt special interests have taken over the nation. None of us are safe. They're masters at making you think you're part of the power system because you live in a $20 million house and you got $80 million in assets and they pat you on the head at little regional board things you go to and you get good business deals out of it with them. But long term, your children have no future and you're in, and they don't tell you, by the way, don't take the MMR shot. By the way, don't take that HPV shot. They don't let you into the eugenics meetings. They don't have you to the Club of Rome where they talk about how they're going to kill 80% of us. Folks, they killed over 200 million people last century. The same individuals that are running things now. That's a historical fact. And they are setting everything up to have that simply be a prelude. A setting the table for the larger feast. And I discovered all this stuff. I just can't believe it. It's so unbelievable. Believe me, I can't consciously accept it. But it is the fact. Our government has not been our government for a long time, ladies and gentlemen. Our government in the 20s was funding and financing Lenin. Our government in the 20s was financing the Nazis. It's not our government. But back then, they didn't have a big federal government. People hadn't been trained how to be slaves yet, so they could rob and steal and run scams and print the money and you know, take your tax money, invest it in private institutions, and have double sets of books. But it took them a long time to take down America. But now they're to the point where they don't even need you anymore. I mean, what does it say about the political parties that 91% of Americans don't want this amnesty bill in a Gallup poll? But then the Republicans and Democrats come out and say it's not amnesty and lie to everyone and then get together trying to pass it. You see, if they'll lie to you on that, what else are they lying to you on? What else are they doing? When you find out that the Treasury Department, by design, began a policy of a weak dollar, we were the leader. And our leaders made the decision to bring us down, to sacrifice us on the altar of global government. I didn't like our fiat money system 5, 6, 7 years ago because I knew it gave them great control. And I knew trilateral commission documents from the 70s said that at a point around 2000 they would begin devaluing the dollar to bring us into the greater new world order. And now we're here, man. It's happening. They're doing it. They have no allegiance. In fact, they hate this country. They are literally acting like what the mob, a trick the mob does, where they take over a business, run the debts up out of it, and then even burn it down on top of it. I don't even know what to say anymore. It's so far gone, ladies and gentlemen. And then I tune into mainline talk radio, mainstream news. And I mean, I was watching CNN today, and they're like, Tony Blair's under fire for introducing a humanitarian increase of human rights. And the average person watching that would go, well, that's just terrible. Good old Tony. Can't you read the bill? It's not even a bill. You read his new order, ordering the British government to merge further with the EU and get rid of the British court systems and due process, and it takes your rights, and he's calling for getting rid of free speech. Print Lott's calling for it here. New York Times. And Tony Blair is trying to fix your freedoms by taking them away. All right, I promise. We'll go right to your calls. After important news and announcement from all our fine affiliates out there, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are the websites.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.